Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text that we will consider for our message today is taken from the gospel lesson, which has been previously read. Questions are the means by which people gain answers to thoughts they cannot answer themselves. My daughter Carolyn was exceptionally inquisitive as a young child, and she would ask questions like, why is a frog called a frog? Why is the sky blue and not red or green? And often we get to the point of saying to her, well, that's just the way it is, or I guess we'll just have to ask God when we see him. Have you ever been around someone who asks these types of questions? Have you had some of these types of questions yourself that seem to defy answers? Then there are the questions that one should be very careful in how they answer. Like the question that wives sometimes ask of their husbands, do I look fat in this dress? Or what do you think I should wear? These are the kinds of questions it's probably best not to answer. Instead, maybe you should look for something to do that might distract your wife from the question she just asked you. Something like, would you like me to cook dinner tonight? Or how about I do the dishes? And she'll be so shocked that she'll forget the question that she ever asked you. Some questions seem best answered by asking another question. When someone asks, how old do you think I am? You might want to ask clarifying questions like, who was or is your favorite president? And did you watch all the coverage of the first moon landing? We have a question set before us in our text for today that at first glance seems silly and even unnecessary. Jesus inquired about a man from those who knew him, and then he asked him a seemingly ridiculous question. Do you want to be healed? At first glance, it seems to require a no-duh answer. But the question, however, is deeper than that. It gives us a glimpse into the heart and mind of God as he seeks to heal our human infirmities. As Jesus was ministering in Jerusalem, he came to a place in Jerusalem where those with chronic and severe illnesses used to congregate. At that place, there was a pool called Bethesda. And it was a tradition that held by those people that gathered there that an angel of God would come from time to time and stir the waters. When that occurred, there was a mad rush towards the waters because it was believed that the first one to enter the water would be healed. Whether anyone ever truly experienced healing is not clear. But what is clear that this was the only hope for a real life that these invalid people had. When Jesus came upon the scene, he met a man who had been disabled for 38 years. His disability had resulted in paralysis, which made it impossible for him to reach the waters of the pool without the assistance of others. Jesus breaks into this reality with this question, do you want to be healed? With this question, he introduces himself to this man as a possible alternate healer. He offers this man hope apart from making it to the waters of the Bethesda before his fellow invalids. It is also a question of faith, because Jesus does not force his blessings on others. John records the response to Jesus' question. The sick man answered Jesus, sir, I have no one to put me in the pool when the water is stirred up, but while I am coming, another steps down before me. Jesus said to him, get up, pick up your pallet, and walk. Immediately the man became well and picked up his pallet and began to walk. with his creator standing right in front of him. The paralyzed man sticks to old habits and behaviors as a possible source of his healing. He didn't know who Jesus really was or what he was capable of doing. Jesus quickly changes his understanding and his perspective when he commands him to get up, take his bed with him, and walk out of this false place of healing. It should be noted that this man didn't argue with Jesus or seek to be healed on the basis of his human requirements. He didn't continue to wallow in his infirmity, refusing to accept change. He simply took Jesus at his word, got up and took his bed, and walked. It's easy to get taking Jesus at his word when we're reading about it in a story. But what about when Jesus is trying to bring healing into our lives? What about when life disables us? What about when the coping strategies or methods we turn to for healing are not working? In times like these, Jesus meets us wherever we are in life and asks us the question, do you want to be healed? Do you want to be healed from inability to know the direction your life should go? Do you want to be healed from anger and hatred when others bully you or treat you unfairly? Do you want to be healed from a physical infirmity that is limiting your ability to live life as you desire to live it? Do you want to be healed from an inability to accept changes in your life that God has willed and intends to work for your good? In all these scenarios, and indeed every scenario you will face that sits you down and pushes you back, Jesus holds out his hands towards us and asks, do you want to be healed? And in case this help takes a while, or the answer is different than what we expect, please be reminded about what Jesus says about his ability to heal. He says, take heart, I have overcome the world. And again he says, with God, nothing is impossible. Nothing is too complex. Nothing is too difficult. Nothing you have done will stop him from loving you. In short, Jesus can heal everything. Will you take him at his word? We do well, though, to, especially in terms of physical healing, remember some important truths. We always want to receive healing according to God's good will. He will at times fully heal our infirmities, either immediately or in time, time that is better for us and our faith. At times he may partially heal us or not heal us at all, focusing on healing our spiritual selves so that we rely more fully on his strength. The Apostle Paul, with his thorn in the flesh, was willed by God to keep this issue in his life. And his response of faith finally was, when I am weak, then he is strong. At times, God's will is that healing will come in eternity. He has chosen to bring an end to his child's life on this earth. He is beginning the reality of eternity through a physical issue that will lead to death. All these things could be in play when God allows us to suffer infirmities, and we need to trust him in our praying to love and bless as he promises to do. Jesus' goal in healing that paralyzed man in our text was so much greater than merely healing his body, although this was obviously huge to that man. As amazing as it was to him to be able to walk and care for himself as others could, even more amazing would be the change in his spiritual self. Some Jews were angry at this man because they saw him carrying his pallet on the Sabbath day. And when they questioned him as to who told him to do this, this man couldn't even identify Jesus. But Jesus sought him out later and gave him this message. Behold, you have become well. Stop sinning so nothing worse will happen to you. The miracles that Jesus did supported his claim of being the Messiah. And the Messiah's main concern is to save people from their sins. Jesus wanted to make sure this man knew that this was the main healing that should occur in his life. His spiritual self, paralyzed by sin, was even more important to be healed than his physical body. We don't know if this man ever took Jesus' advice or not, but we do know the wisdom of Jesus' words. Jesus has filled the spiritual bank accounts of everyone in this world with enough salvation and enough pardon for the whole world to be saved. He has put our names on the checks as recipients of this priceless payment. He has signed his own name to the check so that his Father would accept the payment as good enough for eternal life. Will we cash the check? He promises that all who believe in him as Savior will not perish, but have eternal life. Jesus holds out his hands to everyone in this world without exception and asks, do you wish to be healed? Do you want to live life free from actions motivated by guilt and fear of God's punishment? Do you want to be able to move on completely from a sinful past that still haunts you in the middle of the night? Do you want to know and experience a deep and intimate and loving relationship with the God who made you and who will ultimately judge you? Do you want to live with absolute certainty that you are saved and will spend eternity in heaven? All this and more will be ours if we simply answer yes to Jesus' question. Do you wish to be healed? God will not force his blessings on us. If you don't want his help, he won't give you an offer you can't refuse. But he will continue to reach out to you. And he may allow your circumstances to continue to worsen until you choose to allow God to intervene. When needs arise, let us early on take Jesus at his word. Let him help and receive his powerful blessing. Do you want to be healed? I pray for each of us. The answer is yes. Amen. And now may the peace of God that passes all human understanding keep our hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.